Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kufav, and we are on Kuf Hei Amabez. As we continue here in Perek Kol Habasar, we had yesterday the daf all about Mayim Achronim and the daf of waiting between Fleishiks and Milchiks, Lusud Achrita Achilna. What does that mean? All the different days in the Rishonim and the Poskim. And then on Amabez, we got into different ideas where Abaya said what he used to think and what he was told, you know, what is the real reason? Why he used to think that, you know, not good to drink foam and what he thought. It could be interesting, why Dafka, this was Abaya. Remember, Abaya was an orphan. So Abaya didn't have somebody who was teaching him when he was very young, about maybe the ins and the outs of life. And the different details of just the realities, right? This isn't talking about halacha. This is talking about just maxims and ideas. So it could be that's related to it in the just knowing that reality. As we know, Abaya might have been the name Abaya either comes from Av Hashem, right, because he was taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or others say it's based on the pasuk in Navi Asher Bacha Yerucham Yasom, that in you. The orphans find a favor because his friend was Rabbi Nachmani, and his name was Nachmani, and his friend didn't want to call him by his father's name in his presence. That's why he gave him the nickname Abaya, and that could be related to why Abaya was saying all of these ideas. Okay, anyway, let's just get to the last one that we're up to, the one that we just read about 10, 12 lines up. I used to say, I would have thought that it's not a good idea to sit under the place where the gutter lets off wastewater because of Shochim, because it's dirty and it's not a place to be, and it's not good to stay there. And then he told me that, no, it's because of Mazikin, it's not just because of cleanliness. There were people that were schlepping, that were carrying a barrel of wine, and they needed to rest a little bit. So what did they do? They osve tuti marziva. They put it down next to a place where the water was running off. So paka, what happened? The it burst, right? The barrel burst. Rashi sheshavra hamazik. Right, the mazikin broke the barrel. Oslakami de Babaravashi. So they came, I guess they were in those days more in tune with mazikin and shadim. And so they came in front of Babaravashi for din Torah. You know, what's going on here? This demon broke my barrel. Right, what happened? Afik shipure shamte. So what he put, the Babaravashi put the demon in cherim. Shamte. Oslakame. Amarle, amai tevidachi. Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that to me? Amarle, hey chiyavid, ki osve buunye. Right, Mabaravashi asks, why did you do that to break the barrel? He says, well, they put the barrel on top of my ear. So what am I supposed to do? Ki osve buunye. So, nothing, I was taking a nap. Amarle, at beduchte de shrichi rabbi, my boss. Well, why are you in a place where people frequent? Right, you're in a public place. What do you want from people? They don't see you all the time. So atu dishanit zilshlim. You are the one that was mishana zilshlim. So you have to pay. Right, interesting learning like Baba Kama issues. Right, call him mishana yado alaha tachtona. So he was the shade was mishana, and therefore it's his fault. Omar le hashanami likvili marzimne vepara. Okay, give me a payment plan. You know, let me give me a little bit of time, before you take such drastic measures. Kava le zimne. So he made a time for him. Kimata zimne yakiv. And when the time came, guess who didn't show up? Right? He didn't come and pay. Kiyasa, when he finally saw him, Amar le, amai lo ases bezimnech. Why didn't you come at the time that we decided? Amar le, well, it's difficult for me to find what to pay with. Call Mili, the Tsayer, the Chasim, the Kail, Umani, everything that is closed up, Rashi, Be'echon Mikol Elu, Ein Lanu Rishus. Right? Any of these items that are either closed or sealed or measured out, Lest Lanu Rishus, Lemishkol, meaning we can't take from it. Right? We can't take from, obviously just steal from things, items that people don't know the number of. People don't know how much there is. Okay, we can take from some of that. But anything that's closed up, it's off limits. We can't get to it. It's stealing, right? So therefore we can't. Add the mishkachinim, he did hefkera. We have to find something that's hefker, something that's not counted. And it's hard to find those kind of things. Mar Baravashi, and therefore you have to give me some time. I have been looking. Again, these are one of those unusual Gemaras, but we find various Gemaras in Shas about interactions between Mazikim and some of the Amoraim. Or we had earlier, I think, even in this Masechta, earlier in previous in Menachas, I think, that the Ein Od Melvado Gemara, where the witch was trying to use Kshafim, right? There's different related issues, Mazikim and Kshafim. There is the Gemara in Chagiga, if you remember. Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Tezayin. Right, Chagiga says there, Shlosha Tana Rabbanan, Shisha Dvarim Ne'emru B'Shedim, Shlosha Kamalachei Asharis V'Shlosha Kibnei Adam. There are six things said about Shedim. Three things, they share human characteristics, and three things, they are like angels, meaning they are somewhere in the middle. Shlosha Kamalachei Asharis, Yeshlem Kanafayim Kamalachei Asharis. They have wings, like Malachei Asharis. V'tasin misofa olam v'atsofa k'malachei asharis. And they could fly from one side of the world to the other side of the world, like malachei asharis. V'yodin masha asir lios k'malachei asharis. They know what's going to happen. Yodin salgadaydach, they know. Or they like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They know what's going to be in the future. Ela shomin me'achori aparka k'malachei asharis. No, they hear. They hear what's going to be. V'shlosha, interesting, so it's a separate on the list. Wings and flying, right? You might have thought that that's that same idea. That's two on the list, right? I guess wings might be on a being without the ability to fly. But that's two items on the list. Wings, flying, and knowing. Vishlosha, kibnei adam. And in three ways, they're like people. Ochlin, vishosha, kibnei adam. They eat and drink like people. And we remember that Gemara about Ashmadai in Maseches Gittin, where Shlomo HaMelech brings Ashmadai in order to help him find the Shamir, because he wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the way that he trapped him, if you remember, in that Gemara, is that every day Ashmadai went to drink water from the pit that he had under lock and key. And the Shlomo, with his advisor, was able to dig a hole and fill it with wine instead, and in that way to trick him and get him to fall asleep. We see from there, eating and drinking. So, Ochlin v'shoslin, kibnei adam, parin v'ravin, kibnei adam, umesim, kibnei adam. So, six. So, it's a somewhat physical, somewhat not physical. They have wings, they eat, they drink, puravu. And Tosfos here says, havi matzi l'michshav, yeshenim umotzi en rei, kibnei adam. They could have said that they sleep like Bnei Adam, or they create waste. Kidla Kaman, Gambi de Dabi Le Behema, Vigla Mamer Davi Bechlal Hani. It could be that those are within the list, right? Somehow sleeping is within the list of eating and drinking in Paran Varavi. That means they're human related. The next line, interesting, once we're talking about Shedim, a little bit like people, a little bit like humans, the next line of the Gemara is, what about human beings? Shisha Dvarim Namru Bnei Adam, Shlosha Kamalachai Arsaris, or Shlosha Kabahema. Three ways that people are like angels, three ways that people are like animals. So much Musar in all of these lines. Shlosha Kamalachei Asharis with three ways like angels. Yeshlehem Das Kamalachei Asharis. We have Das, like Malachei Asharis. Right, the previous line had said that the Shedim know what's going on, like Malachei Asharis. Yodin, but then we changed it to Shomin. And here it talks about that we have Das. So the Shedim don't have Das, they're just Shomin, and we have Das, different kind of Das. Interesting to think about that comparison. Uma halchin bekoma zakufa kamalachei asharis, and they walk upright like malachei asharis. Umisaprin belashin hakodesh kamalachei asharis, and we malachei lashon hakodesh. Right, that's what the Gemara says. Right, we say kaddish in lashon aramit. The malachim don't understand. Vishlosha kebehema ochlin vishosha kebehema parin v'rava kebehema obotzin rei kebehema. So interesting, three and three about the shedim and about people. Chagiga Tezayin Amar Aleph. So, good. Let's continue. The Marsha here discusses also the behind Shedim. But if you see on the side of the Gemara, it says, look in Tosfos in Tainis Tavches. Tosfos in Tainis Tavches there asks a stira, because that Gemara over there says that there is never a bracha. Remember the Gemara? There's no bracha that's chal on something that is nimne, something that is counted, something that is known, the counted. There's no bracha on that. But our Gemara says that Shedim can't get to anything that's counted. So it's a good thing, right? And something that's open and not known, So that's where there's bracha chal on it, as the Gemara says there. It could be bracha chal if you don't, as long as you don't count it. And here it says that the shadim have the power to go to on the things that are not counted, that are open. So they have more claim to hefker. So which is better? Which is better? So the Marsha says maybe there's a chilek between shmira and bracha. Right? It could be that something open has more bracha, but also needs more shmira. Right? You know, there's two different concepts. Tosfos there discusses v'yesh lomar delo kashamidi. Tainis davches. Tadakamar hasam, that which is over there, meaning over here, what shadim are allowed to affect or not. Hacha hainu taima. De les lehu ela bedavar hefker. V'lo davar dekalo mani otzayer v'chasam aina b'shol te'im bracha mitzuya bahani. V'les bu dvar hefker v'haida bailam ninu. The ikra of our Gemara is that whether it's owned or not, if it's closed up, then they can't take it because they're not allowed to steal. Right, only if it's a dvar hefker, that's the ikker of that Gemara. And this Gemara is more about not counted. And if it's not counted, mashem misrabe b'shalah bracha, isluhu rishus lamishka b'samui, tokom hefker, shen l'shem al-zakos, but doesn't try to work it out exactly which is better, our Gemara or that Gemara, the Marsha here too. But we will leave that for now. Let's get to you a little bit more. Next story. Lamar Abaya, four lines from the bottom. It used to be, I used to think that people used to pour off a little water from the top of the barrel before they drank from it, from the kind, because of tzivsa, because of little like wooden pieces that would be floating in the top of the water. So if you pour it off, so then that would be safe. You don't want to get some of those wood pieces in one's mouth. But Armalimar Mishum Dika Mayim Haroim. No, but I learned from my Bar Avashi that it's because of Mayim Haroim, Rashi, Pa'amim Sheshasam Hem Shade, Vizu Takanasan. If you pour off a little bit at the top, then nothing negative from the shade will be left there. Right? They used to take it out, right? The Gemara talks also elsewhere. We don't know it from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Shulchan Aruch also. What about on Shabbos? What about on Shabbos if you want to get off some of the tzivsa? Some of the little pieces. So the Gemara talks about the malacha of borer. It's one allowed to filter the water in the days of the Talmud from this sifsa. The Gemara, interesting, says, so you might have thought, what do you mean? Of course you're not allowed to. That's the malacha of borer, right? You're taking out the psoles. Maybe you're even using an instrument. So the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, if one is doing borer, but one doesn't really need the borer, one would drink the water even without having done the borer, then that's not really considered a ma'isa breira, and therefore it's mutar on Shabbos. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Even if one is using a garment of some kind to take out some of the impurities from the water, if one would drink the water anyway, that's not really ma'isa borer. You can get a little better. Not really a ma'isa borer, and therefore it is mutar. So halacha l'maisa, why does one allow to use a filter, right, on Shabbos? So it depends. If you drink the water without the filter, then it's not really a ma'isa borer for you. Therefore, it would be mutter to use the filter. But if you would never touch this tap water without doing the filter, that's a problem. That's a problem, and therefore that would be a ma'isa brera, right? That idea is used in many other instances of brera as well. You know, like the poskim talk about rinsing a fruit off before you eat it on Shabbos. So is that borer? Rinsing the fruit, right? Getting off some of the dirt and the impurities. So for various reasons, I think Rav Moshe has three reasons in his shufa why that's not a problem. Number one is this. Number one is that you'd probably eat the fruit if you weren't next to a sink. You'd eat it without the washing. Right? But you do the washing. Why? Because we're trained to wash fruit and vegetables before we eat them. But really, you know, if we would be in a place without water, we'd probably eat them anyway. So therefore, because of this svara, it's not a ma'isa borer. The second story might be that, are you really separating the dirt from the fruit? You're rinsing off the fruit. Sometimes, borer, unlike other malachas, one has to, it's not just the physical act that's taking place. You have to look at what you are doing. What you are doing. You know, it's not defined as a ma'isa borer. Washing dishes. Washing dishes on Shabbos. Forgetting though, in cold water. Are you separating the chalent from the plate? No, you're washing your dish. That's not called borer. That's separating. The definition of borer is separating the psolus from the ochel. In that type of case, you know, you're rinsing the fruit. You're not separating. And again, some of the cases of borer are defined like that. Most malachas, you know, you can't. It's the malacha or not the malacha. Borer is a little different. It could be that psik resha in Hilchas borer might not be usher like other malachas. If I happen, the only spoon I have is to use a slotted spoon. That's the only spoon I have, and I'm going to take out the chalent, and some of it's going to go out through the slotted spoon, but that's not my kavana at all. It's Sik Resha. Still might be mutter. Still might be mutter if that's the only spoon you have and you're not using it, l'shem the separating. There could be different rules in Sik Resha Borer by others, but again, that's, comes, for the Gemara talks about the case of the tivsa, the little, pieces on top of the water, and that's what Abaye was talking about here. He thought that that's why people poured out water on top, because of the tivsa, and he was told that it was because of the Mayim Haram. Ha'ubar Shida Dahavi Beira Papa. There was a shade that was accustomed to being in the house of Rapapa. Rashi Shaya Mishamsho. They were on a different level in the days of old. Right? He was service Rapapa. There are various Gemaras. Remember, there's another Gemara, Gemara Me'ila, also. We'll get to in a minute about using a shade. But Ha'ubar Shida Dahavi Beira Papa. Also Lasuya Mayim Minara. So he went to bring water from the river for Rav Papa. Iakev, and he was delayed a little bit. It took him a while. Kiyasa Amrule Amai Ikakvis. When he came, they said to him, interesting, Amru, they said. So Rav Papa wasn't the only one that noticed the shade. Right? Amru, they said to him, what took so long? Amru Lehu, Antachalfi Mayim Aram. Well, I noticed there's a lot of water in that river that my friends, right, had affected. So I was waiting to get nice clean water that wasn't affected by the shade. Adahachi, meanwhile, chazinu tukashadu maya mihuma tachatsa. Meanwhile, he saw that before they drank water, anyway, they poured off water from the top of the shard. Omer, yavi yadana derekalisulam evadachi loyakvi. Well, if I knew you'd do this precaution anyway, I wouldn't have taken so long and waited to get water without the, that wasn't affected by my colleagues. But, you know, now that I know, no, I wouldn't, I realize what, I didn't have to, wait. Ask Tosfos on top. Why didn't he just pour it off himself? Right? Why do you have to wait for the clean water? Hadi yake v'lo asabaso. We're asking kashas from Shadim. Right? V'lo asabasmo came. Why did he do it himself? O shalo hodiyum. Lefi shahaya yare shehikpidu alav shara Shadim hoya modio. Right? Maybe he was nervous that his fellow Shadim would be upset. Even though everybody knew pouring off. You can't facilitate a human being, you know, trying to get out of what we do. So maybe he thought that he couldn't tell them. O Inami, interesting line. Ein Moel Elem Kein Shadilu Ahu Gavra Gufe Deshasi. It only works if the drinker himself pours off. Right? That's how the danger of the Shadim. If you do an act that undermines their effects, so maybe that's where it would be protective. But if not, so maybe it wouldn't be protective. Again, we're talking all about magical, mystical effects, so cannot be fully explained in a logical sense. The Rishonim talk about, and we mentioned at the end of Shia yesterday, about using Maisa Shadim in certain regards. Using Maisa Shadim for protection, in Yoredeya, the end of Kuf Ayin Tes. The end of Kuf Ayin Tes, the tour. And the Shulchan Aruch talks all about, you know, that's the siman on Ma'onein, Menachesh, Kosem, those items. So the end of the siman, the Rishonim talk about using Shem Hashem, right, for protection in these contexts. So the Beis Yosef there has a big discussion of this, and the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, in Kuf Ayin Tes discusses, and at the end of the siman, he quotes about the usage of Shadim, a little bit. He quotes, Hamakater l'shade l'chabro v'lakufu la'asos ritzono. If someone does an act that is connecting to the shade in order to use it for your benefit, chayim mishim oved avodas kochavim. Halomi min ha'amgushi afilu devrei Torah chayim misa. Okay, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't leave too much room for Maisa Shadim. He quotes, quoting this from Rabbeinu Yeruchim, but other Rishonim, the other Mefarshim on the page, discuss this topic, because we find certain Gemaras where they were used, the Gemara in Me'ila. Could be that certain Gemaras, right, from Rav Papa, doesn't sound like it was Pikuach Nefesh of any kind, or a Shas HaGzeira, or Shas HaShmad. The Gemara in Me'ila quotes the fascinating story of Shurim Bayachai, right, Me'ila Daf Yud Zayin, about the shade. And the Gemara says that there was a certain type of Gzeira at that time, that they weren't allowed to keep Shabbos, they weren't allowed to go to the mikvah. Right, there were the three gzeiros. Interesting, exactly how they enforced it. Pamachas gazra malchus gzeiros shelo yishmeru es haShabbos v'shelo yamulu es b'neihem v'sheyivalu es anidos. Shabbos mila and being having bia, how do you force someone to have bia with an ita? Good question, not for now. But either way, they try to first close up the mikvah. But closing up the mikvah still is not forcing them in a positive sense. But either way, the Gemara talks about how first Reb Ruvin ben Asterubli tried to solve the problem by infiltrating. Didn't work. So they went to Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Reb Shimon bar Yochai, please help us out. Reb Shimon bar Yochai is on the way to the Caesar to try to figure something out. And on the way, he meets a shade. On the way, he meets a shade. He meets Ben Tamalion. Yotzel across of Ben Tamalion. Rashi says, shade. Ritzonchem avoimachem. And the shade says to Reb Shimon bar Yochai, you need some help? You need some help? Bacha Rebbe Shimon. Reb Shimon bar Yochai starts crying. He says, I get a shade. Right? The Shivcha of my Zeda, meaning Hagar. Hagar got a Malach, and I get a shade? Right? This is what Nizdamin lo Malach, Sholosh Pamim, Ani lo Pamachas. Yavo Anes Mikom Makom. Okay, what can I do? You're better than nothing. Right? So says to Reb Shimon bar Yochai, I'll take your help. So what does the shade do? The shade goes ahead and possesses the daughter of the Caesar, all Bavarti the Caesar. And when he came, they're going crazy because they don't know the Caesar's daughter is sick. So Shimon bar Yochai says to Caesar, you want me to help you out? He says, you could help out. He says, Ben Tamalion say, Ben Tamalion say. Went out. Caesar says, whatever you want to do. You want to go into my treasure house? Go take whatever you want. He goes in the treasure house. He finds the decree, the Gzera, the scroll that the Gzera is on. He ripped it up, which is fascinating. That's how you get rid of a Gzera. You rip up the piece of paper, right? Sounds like the Purim story. And that's the way that Gzera was undone through the help of a shade. But who'd he take with him? Reb Elazar Reb Yossi went with him, right? Into this treasure house. And that's where the Gemara says, quotes from Yuma also, Reb Elazar Reb Yossi said, I was in Rome and I saw drops of blood on the parochas. So machlokas tanoim in Yuma, when they sprinkle the dam, was it towards the parochas or on the parochas? So that's, based on that story, that's what Reb Elazar Reb Yossi says, that's where I was in the treasure house and I saw the parochas and it had some drops of blood on it, and Tosafot discusses, maybe that's from Titus, that's not from the blood of the sprinkling. Okay, fascinating discussions, but that's various stories in Shas. Again, there's a lot of stories in Shas about things that don't happen anymore. Shadim, Baskols, other realities that we don't live with anymore. But again, maybe there are Baskols in Shadim, we just don't realize. The Baskol goes out every day from Har Sinai, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, and cries. Okay, right. Kiyaz Rav Dimi. Second line, Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi and Ravin, as we always know, go together. So when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Omar, getting back to our discussion of Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achronim, and how do we get into that? Because we're talking about washing between Fleishiks and Milchiks, so we're talking about washing hands. So when Rav Dimi came, Omar, Mayim Arishonim Hechilu Basar, somebody who was not Makpid on Mayim Rishonim, Chazir, ended up getting fed pig. Hechilu Basar Chazir. Achronim Motziu Hasishim Mibayla. And not doing Mayim Achronim ended up causing somebody to get divorced. Wow. Rav Dimi said that. What are the cases? What are the stories? So Rashi here quotes first, Mayim Rishonim Heachilu Basar Chazir. What's the case? There was a storekeeper. There was a storekeeper that fed Jews that came into his store kosher food and fed non-Jews non-kosher food. Somebody came in and didn't wash Netilas Yadayim for bread, and therefore he thought he was not Jewish. He gave him pig. He gave him Chazir. So you see that Mayim Rishonim, a lack thereof, can't feed somebody basar chazir. There's a little difficulty. Rashi, in the first Rashi, says a chen b'di Yisrael that always gave nevela to his non-Jewish customers, and this one came and gave him chazir. Right? What's nevela? Right? The Gemara says chazir. Okay. The Mefarshim try to figure out why Rashi adds a nevela. But that's the first story of the basar chazir. And achronim otziu hasishim mibayla. What's that story? Mayim achronim otziu hasishim mibayla. That's the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Pei Gimel, where the Gemara there talks about medayik bishma. Medayik bishma. It said the Gemara says Rabbi Meir was medayik bishma. He was makpid to hear people's names and learn about their personalities based on their names. The Gemara there tells the story that Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi were all traveling and they went to an inn. And they asked the innkeeper, what's your name? And he said, Kidar. Kidar. So the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi weren't so makpid about the name. And Rabbi Meir says, Kidar tapuchos hema. Kidar tapuchos. So he realizes that there's something wrong. So on the day before, they gave their money belt to the innkeeper. Meir did not, and afterwards they realized that he denied having it the next day, so they realized, how do you know, Meir? He said, I was medayik bishma. How'd they get it back? So when they went to the innkeeper, they saw he had lentils on his mustache. The Gemara tells us, he had lentils. Chazu tzlafche asfame. So they went to the wife behind the scenes and they said, you know, your husband said to give us the money belts and to show you, to prove that, that we're telling the truth, you served him lentil soup tonight, right? So she knew and she gave him, and after he came back, he either divorced his wife or killed his wife, but either way, if he would have done Maya Machronim and washed his hands and his mouth at the before he bench, you know, it would have saved the it would have saved their marriage or even saved her life, according to a different version. So that's the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Gimel. It's interesting that the riff here in the discussion yesterday, when the Machlokas Rishonim about whether you still have to do Mayim Achronim Bezman Hazeh, Tosfos is Melech Stomis, we don't have Melech Stomis anymore, the riff said, this Gemara, this line, proves that you still have to do it. Right? This Gemara, it saves marriages. Saves marriages. That's a reason that has nothing to do with Melech Stomis. Right? So that's what the riff on the last line of Lamazayin Abbeis, V'yafilo mo achal melech kavur abanan chova mishum demayim arishonim hechilu basar chazer mayim achronim hargu as anefesh. Right, that's the riff quoting this Gemara as one of the reasons to do Mayim Achronim even Bizman Hazeh, where there might not be Melach Sedomis. But that is one version. When Rav Dimi came, he said, Mayim Rishonim was Machal Basar Chazir and Achronim Otsiyos Isha Mibayla. Ki Asa Ravin, when Ravin came, he had a little different version. Amar Harishonim Hechilu Basar Nevela and Achronim Hargu Asanefesh. As we just said, the version of Harig Asanefesh. Amar Rav Nachman Yislav Asimaneich. How do you remember who said what? Rav Dimi and Ravin? How do you know who said which version? Asa Rav Dimi Afka Asa Ravin Kala. We know many times in Shas, Rav Dimi and Ravin are given different reports. We know Rav Dimi came first, and then Rava. So you could divorce before you kill. So that's how you know Rav Dimi was the one that reported that he divorced his wife, and Ravin said that he killed his wife. It has to be in that order, and you know which one came first from Eretz Yisrael, so that's why you remember who said what. Rabbi Abba, Masni Chada Mehani, V'chada Mehani L'chumra. Rabbi Abba just had the Misara of both being L'chumra, meaning Chazer versus Nevela. Which is worse, Chazer versus Nevela? So Chazer is more Chumra than Nevela. Why is Chazer more Chumra than Nevela? They're both Chayvei Lavin. Right? Why are they worse? So Rashi, Basar Chazer, Chumra Nevela, De Ispe Trei Isurei. Rashi says, two Isurim. Why? Non-kosher meat is always Nevela. Right? Shechita does nothing for non-kosher meat. So Chazer is Chazer and Nevela. And Nevela is just Nevela. Nevela of non-kosher, of kosher. So Rashi also, Rashi says two. What do you mean two? What about Ein Isur Chalal Isur? Right? That kind of sounds like we discussed a couple of days ago from the Beis Halevi and others, that there could still be a Chaloshe Misr, even though Lamaisa, there's only going to be one punishment. This Rashi and this Gemara seems to go in that direction. Good. There is a question on the story here a little bit, that this Chenvani gave Basar Chazer, Basar Nevela. Are you allowed to do business with non-kosher meat? The Mishnah says in Shvius, you're not allowed to do schora with non-kosher meat. Right? So how did he even feed them? How did he even feed them? So maybe there's something wrong. Beis Yosef writes, he was a Baal Avera. Right? He did something wrong. But there is a Medrash. Interesting Medrash. So some of the quote. It's Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah, here, Perek Chaf. At the end of, here it is, Parshas Balak. Parsha Chaf. Says the Medrash. Vayisa Mishalova Yamar. Halacha. Misha achal v'lo nata yadav ma yehei chayev shana rabosinu netilas yadayim lefnei amazon rishus lachar amazon chova. Maisa b'shasa gzeira. Oh, we already know the context. It was shasa gzeira. It was a gzeira. B'chenvani echan mi Yisrael. Shahayim mevashal basar tar basar chazir u'mocher shalo yargishu bo shehu Yehudi. He was doing this because he didn't want people to think that he was Jewish. That's why he was giving non-kosher meat. So it's a Isra Drabanan. It's not the Yarva Yavar. So that's what he was doing. He didn't want them to see, realize he was Jewish. V'chein ha'yimin hago. Kol mi shenichlas l'chanus shalo. V'lo natal yadav. Yodeh shu obi kochavim. V'nosei levana basar chazir. V'chol mi shenotal yadav v'mavarech. Yodeh shu yisrael u'machilo basar tahar. Pamachas nichlas Yehudi lechol sham v'lo natal yadav. It's all in the Medrash. V'yastavar shu obi kochavim. V'nosei levana basar chazir. Achal v'lo birech. Ba la'asos imo cheshbon al hapas v'al habasar. Wants to pay the check at the end of the meal. Amar lo yesh li alecha kach v'kach min habasar sheheechalta shechaticha o la'asar emana. Amar lo etmol achalti osa b'ches v'hayom atarot zelitom meni asara. Why is today more expensive? I don't understand. Amar lo zu shechalta shel chazer hi. Well, today you got pig meat. Kivan she'amar lo kach, amdu sa'arosav, nivau v'nechpaz. The guy's hair stood on end. What? Rachman al-Islam, there's been stories like this in history. Right? He said, you feel me? Amar lo, betzina, Yehudi ani, v'natat li basar chazer. What, I'm a Jew. Amar lo, tifach ruchacha, shekshara isi she'achalta, v'lo neti las yadayim, v'lo bracha, isi sover, do'o v'kachavim. Don't blame me. Don't blame me. I saw, this is what you did. Mikan shonu, chachamim, mayim rishonim she'achilu basar chazer, achonim harg was a nefesh. And that's what the, quotes are gemar, but it was shasak zera, shasak shmad. And that's why this was done. And then it quotes the story of, another story, Maisa Bada Mecha Shacha Kitnis, Velo Natal Yadav, Viyar Lashuk, Viyar Mutunafas Mena Kitnis, tells a similar story to the story in, Yuma Pegimel. Velakach, Hizir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael, Afilu B'mitzvah Kala. This is how the Medrash ends. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even mitzvahs, light mitzvahs in your head. Shenemar, Lo Davar Reku Mikem, Kihu Chayechem, according to the Pasuk from Devarim. Afilu Davar Mitzvah Shataroas Reka V'Kala, Ba Chayim V'Arichas Yamim. You think a mitzvah kala, nitilas yadayim, mitzvah derabanan. It's not, don't take it as kal, it is, brings chayim and arichas yamim. Good. Lamaisa, remember that Ramah, the Ramah says in Arachayim, that if I know someone is not going to wash when they eat bread, I'm not allowed to give him the bread. Because that's lifnei iver, says the Ramah. So here, I mean, he didn't even know that whether the person was Jewish or not. But here, if the Ramah paskins, if I know they're not going to eat bread, not going to wash before they eat the bread, I'm not allowed to give him. And 500 years after the Ramah, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, exact same reason, but opposite psak. Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Mincha Shlomo says, Bizman Hazeh, one is chayif to give the person the bread, even though I know that he's not going to wash. And if I don't give him the bread, that's lifnei iver. Because the purpose of Lifnei Iver is driving somebody further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, causing them to do it, being machti him. That's really what Lifnei Iver is. So on the day 500 years ago, it was being machti him by giving him the bread. And maybe he'll be inspired to come back to the fold if I don't give him the bread. Bizman Hazeh, not giving him the bread will make that person think of religious Jews as fanatics and religious coercion and not nice. And therefore, that would drive them further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, exactly the opposite is Bizman Hazeh, but for the same reason. Right? It takes an Adam Gadol, a Posek Hador, to say that kind of psak. But again, it's not the only example of a psakim, but again, certain halachas have to do with the tam for the halacha. Right? You have to know. You have to know which ones are flexible. Some things aren't flexible. But at least that, is. Okay, weiter. Other halachas of Netilas Yadayim. Itmar Chami Ha'ur. What about using water that was heated up by fire? Is that okay for Netilas Yadayim? Chamei Ha'or. Chizkia Omar, Einot Lehem Liyadayim. Chizkia says, no. You cannot use that for Netilas Yadayim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Einot Lehem Liyadayim. Rabbi Yochanan says, no problem. You can use it for Netilas Yadayim, even if it's heated by fire. Va'amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Shal Deshav Gamliel, Benosher Shal Rebi, Vochel Taros. He was a very Tohar person, he always ate all this food batara. V'yamar li, kogdole galil, osenkein. He told me, everybody uses hot. Everybody uses water cooked in fire, and therefore it's not a problem. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here, whether Chizkia is arguing on the brisa that we had yesterday. Whether Chizkia is arguing. Rashi says that Chizkia is a tan, he's allowed to argue. And when we said before, on yesterday's daf, right on the bottom of yesterday, Akuf Hayman Aleph. Mayim Rishonim Notlim Bein Bacham and Bein Bitzonein. The Brisa said that Mayim Rishonim, you could use hot or cold. Chizkia here says you can't use hot. Right? He's arguing on that Brisa. Right? That's what Rashi says. Tosfos here says you don't have to say that. You don't have to say that he's arguing. How hot are we talking about? Here, we're talking about Yatzoledes. So Yatzoledes, that's what Chizkia says you can't use. Yesterday's daf, you could use hot or cold. That hot is talking about posture. It's talking about lukewarm. And the Yamshel Shlomo says, the Gemara proves Rashi is right. He thinks, it sounds like Rashi, because the next line says, oh, all the Gedolei Galil use it. What, they all use Yatzoledes bo? Very hard to say that. They always use Yatzoledes bo water for washing. So it must be that no, that's they were talking about, lukewarm water. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, Chami Tveria, that's about water of fire, water heated by fire. What about Chami Tveria, meaning naturally heated water? right? Not heated by fire. Chizkia Amar, Chizkia again says, Ein notan lehem liyadayim, you can't use them for netilas yadayim, avo matvilin behem hayadayim. But you could be tovel, your hands, right? Netilas yadayim needs a ravias. Tevilas yadayim, sticking my hands in a mikvah, needs 40 sa'a. Has to be a mikvah. So Chazal, or Mesake, midrabanan to do Netila, but also you can do Tvila if one has a mikvah. So you cannot use Chamei Tveria for Netilas Yadayim, but you can use it for Tvilas Yadayim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kol Gufo Tovo Bahen. Rabbi Yochanan says, you can be Tovel your whole body. You could use it for a mikvah, Avol Lo Panav Yadav Raglav, but you can't do, wash your hands, feet and face in the Chamei Tveria. Hasha Kol Gufo Tovo Bahen, Yadav Panav Yadav Raglav, Kol Shekein, I don't understand. If you could put your whole body into the mikvah, you can't wash your hands. Isn't it more chamur? Isn't there a higher standard for mikvah, for your whole body? Amar Rav Papa, this is the machlokas. Bim koman dekol yamalo pligi deshari. Everybody agrees that chamei tveria in their spot, where they're supposed to be, in the natural place where they are, that's mutter. That's fine to do tefilas yadayim in. Bim koman, right? It's still michubar. You could be tovel your hands in there. Mishka minay abaman, if you put it into a kli, you take water and put in the kli to yamalo pligi deaser. That's for sure aser. It's for sure aser to do what? Right? Aser Rashi. Why is it aser? To use chami tferia for netilas yadayim. To chitikin rabbanan netilo lav b'chamin tikun. V'hani gri'i michame ha'or. Shelo haisa bohen shasa kosher. Regular water that you heated up had a moment that it was regular water. Here, this is naturally unusual. Chazal or Mesake, if you used to use regular water. Here, chami tferia is a different category, and therefore you can't use it. The Ritva says, no, they're just ma'us. This water. That's why you're not allowed to use it. But either way, if it's in its natural state, you're allowed to do tefillas yadayim in it. If it's in a kli, you can't. Ki pligi depaskinu babas birsa. What if you cordoned off some of the water, is still in the ground in chamei tveria, but you made it into like a little canal, and therefore it's separated from the rest of the chamin. Marsavar gazrina basbis birsa atumanu marsavar lo gazrina. So are we going to be goes in that case atu kli because it's separated or not? That is the machlokes. Between Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan. Period. And Kitanoi, maybe this itself, whether we're gozer in this regard, is a machlokas tanoim as follows. Mayim shenifsalu mishdias behema. If one has water that is putrid, bekalim psulin. Water that even an animal wouldn't drink. If it's a kli, then it's possible you cannot use that for netilas yadayim. Because for netilas yadayim, chazar misakein only good water, ro'ui water. We'll see that in the Shulchan Aruch, Be'ez Hashem, soon. Bekarka ksherim. But if it's on the ground, to be matvil, it's a mikvah. It's a mikvah, and therefore you can use it even though it's putrid. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer af bekarka tova ben kol gufo. Even in the karka, you could use it for a mikvah. Lo panav yadav raglav, but you can't do tefillah with your hands. And the Gemara said, the Rishonim say, right, panav and raglav are just thrown in, because that's the phrase. Really, we're talking about yadayim. And the Gemara again says, hasha kol gufo tova ben yadav raglav kol shakein olav to baskinu b'bas birsa. We must be talking about a case of where you cordoned off some of the water into like a little canal. Atu, and the issue is ubah pligi the marsavar gazrina bas birsa atumanu marsavar lo gazrina. And the question is, are we goes there or not? Halacha lemaisa for netilas yadayim. One needs to use water at least that is somewhat ro'ui, right? You can't use water that is totally putrid. The Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samach Siftes Mayim Miluchim. O seruchim, o marim, she'ein hakelav yachol lishtos mehem. If your dog would not drink from this water, then it's possible to use for netilas yadayim. Afal pishak shem lomei mikvah letfila. Even though you could go into a mikvah, sometimes one goes to a natural mikvah, let's call it, out in the wild, and it's not so clean. It's not so hygienic, but it still counts as a mikvah, because that's his natural state. But for the din derabanan, ironically, right, that's on a daraisa level even. In certain cases. But on the Drabana level, for Netilas Yadayim, Chazal said only water that is ro'i for a dog to drink. And if not, it is not allowed to be used. Vim heimachurim machmas titshin es ari bohem. If they're not putrid, they're just dirty because of the mud, im hakelav depends. Im hakelav yachol lishos mehem. If the dog would drink from iksherim, bein netilas yadayim ila mikvah, vimein yachol lishos mehem, psulim lishnehem. And if it's so thick, so then it would be a problem. And then the Shulchan Aruch talks about, right, why, what about mayim, why mayim that were, right, mehor, the previous, kuf samach vav, cha mehor, shenot len len liadayim, afilu in cha mehor, shayasol edes bahem, right? If it's boiling hot water, we still paskin that it's okay to use. Chamit veria, yachol lahatzvo benase yadayim, avolito mehem beklilo. But you can't take it into a kli. V'imhim shechoson be'er is derech charitz, as we said, if you just, or mafsig it on the floor and you keep it in a separate place. V'mishbem shir mikvah matfil mehem liyadayim, v'imhem shir mikvah lo. He talks about this Gemara, about chamit tveria and chamit ha'or. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, Amar Avidi bar Avin, Amar Avisa bar Ashiyan. Netilas Yadayim l'chulin, mipnei sarach truma. The reason, why do we do Netilas Yadayim for chulin, for bread, bizman hazeh? Ultimately, it goes down to truma. We want kohanim to be accustomed to washing their hands before they eat truma, so therefore we'll make them wash their hands for even non-truma. And once we're doing it for kohanim, we do it for Yisraelim, right, so that they are accustomed. Which every time we wash our hands, we should think about Mashiach. Right, because why do we do it? Bizman hazeh, hairy banav beis hamikdash. We should all be ready in terms of touching truma. Pretty amazing. Certain halachas of hairy banav beis hamikdash we do for thousands of years, because Be'ez Hashem Mashiach will come today. Mipnei sarach truma. So we do it for sarach truma. Va'od misha mitzvah. And not only because of sarach truma, it's also a mitzvah. What does that mean? My mitzvah. Amar Abaya, mitzvah l'shmol divrei chachamim. Abaya says it's a mitzvah to listen to the rabbanon, meaning they were masakin it. They were masakin it. It sounds like it's one big thing. Mishum sach shuma, they were masakin it, so it's, no, that's the kavana kind of that you have. That's the reason, but it's really a mitzvah. Tosfos seems to say that it's a second point, right? It's mishum sach shuma, and they were also masakin it, Tosfos, the first Dibur Maskel mitzvah, mishum nikiyus. Nikiyus, right? Cleanliness. So not only is it mishum sach shuma, but cleanliness, your hands should be clean when you eat. Rava amar, mitzvah lishma, divir ablazim and arach. Rabbi says it's a mitzvah to listen to Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Rashi, da'oraisa hi. So we'll see. That's not going to end up being a real da'oraisa. It's going to be an asmachta. But based on a pasuk, dichsiv, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach learns that from the pasuk. B'kol asher yigabo hazav, anything that the zav touches, v'yadav lo shataf b'mayim. And his hands lo shataf b'mayim. So what do we darshan from there? Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, mikan somchu chachamim l'netilas shadayim in haTorah. There's an asmachta that Nesilas Shem in the Torah, because it says Yadav lo shataf pamayim, and that leads to tuma. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, my mashma dechsev Yadav lo shataf pamayim, hashataf tahor. I don't understand. What's the diuk? His hands weren't washed, but if he washed his hands, then he would be tar hatvila boy. But if it was has to do with his zav, he needs a mikvah, not just the hands. Elohachi kamar. Really, the pasuk is saying two things. Va'acher shelo shataf tamei. You have to put like a comma. Talks about his zav, and then talking about someone else who didn't wash his hands. His hands are tamei, so it's a remez. It's an asmachta. It's not a din d'oraisa fully. Amr Blazar, Amr Boshia, lo amru netilas yadayim laperos. Here we go now. Besides bread, now let's talk about netilas yadayim for fruit. As we know, fruit and vegetables are mekabel tumas ochlin if they become wet with one of the seven liquids, yad shachar dam, they're mukshar hechshar lekabel tuma. So in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, obviously before one eats fruits and vegetables, the hands might be tamei, so one has to wash one's hands. Question is, what about bizman hazeh? That's the discussion of Urchatz at the Seder. Let's see what the Gemara says. Amar Blazer Amar Boshia, lo amar netilas yadayim leperos elam mishum nikiyus. The reason that you have to wash your hands for peros is for cleanliness. Savor mina chova hu doleka mitzvah ika. But we're medayik from that you don't have to, but it's a good idea to, right? Mitzvah. Amalu rava lo chova velo mitzvah. No, it's not even a mitzvah. Lo rishus. It's whatever you want. Rishus. Upliga de Rav Nachman. Dam Rav Nachman anoto yadav lepeiros enu elamigasi aruach. Rav Nachman says it's not even a rishus. It's not chova, mitzvah, or rishus. It's aser. Right? You shouldn't do it because you are migase haruach. Why? Rashi va aser lino gaspo migase haruach velav rishusu. Because it is something that we don't do bizman hazeh. And therefore, if you do it, that's mechzi ki yuhara, and therefore it shouldn't be done. The Rishonim discuss here, the Ritva, the Rashba, say that maybe only if your hands are clean is it gasus ruach. If your hands aren't clean and you want to wash your hands for nikiyus, that wouldn't be gasus ruach. That's a reason that you're doing it. That is what the Ritva says here. Pirish kishiyadav nikiyos to lo mifsli mishum esach adas. Aval meida nikiyos sarach lito also mishum birchas aperos to boil a bruchay miyos. You want to have your hands clean in order to make a bracha. Miyu b'chol midi demanki sagidu. But you could just wipe your hands on a kol midi demanki, any type of wood. Bolo amar nela v'dachol lo ha'apin afshayu. Aval de mashke lo. Others say that maybe this only means if you're eating dry fruit. If you're eating wet fruit, so maybe that's not kasas ruch. Maybe that's maker adin. That means making your din, and you're being makrin for tumah tahara bizman hazeh. But that's also a discussion. Tosfos and Psachim. That's the Rishonim here, and that's the Shulchan Aruch discusses that too. Again, big discussion whether people are makrin about that or not. The Shulchan Aruch discusses that in Kuf Nun Ches, two simanim before what we were just discussing about Nota of Yadav Leperos. The Shulchan Aruch says Hamatvil Yadav talks about if your hands are wet, Yachol Lechol below Nigav. Who had din Lenota Yadav as Achas? It talks about this here. Here's the lashon. Sifhei hanota yadav leperos harizeh megasi aruach v'dafka shenot lametaras chiyav avalem not lamishim nekius shelo hayadav nekius mutter. Right, that's what we just saw in the Rishonim. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, well, what happens if they're wet? So maybe there's a little more flexibility. Again, there are some that are makbid about it that if the fruit is wet, then you dry it off, and if it's wet, you wash your hands beforehand. Okay, that's. Has to do, again, with that Taz in Hilchas Pesach. The Taz says we're hypocrites. We shouldn't do Urchatz because we don't do it the whole year. So either we should do it the whole year or we shouldn't do Urchatz. Our minug, most people's minug is, you do Urchatz, and many are not makbid about the whole year, and we do things at the Seder, ki'ilu we're by the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why it could be a little different. Once we're on the topic of Nikius, the Chashuk Echemet discusses here, then we'll continue. What happens if there's a Rebbe that comes to get a job, and he's excellent, and he's exactly what the school is looking for, but he does not have doesn't keep himself in a misudar, clean way. His clothing is dirty, he's unkept, right? So is that a reason not to take him for the job? He doesn't have nikius, right? Is that an issue? So Chashuk Echemet discusses and says, yes, it is a reason not to take him. Nirish Amalamid Hamofia Bakita Batsura Murusheles Lavush Bibigadim Miluchlachim Gorim Shidvarav Lo Yinashmaim, who built in his balim. They're not going to respect him. They're not going to listen to him. Right? As the Gemara says elsewhere in Shabbos, also called Tamil Chacham Shimsa Revav Kesam al Shumashal Bigdo. If Tamil Chacham has a stain on his bag and Chaimisa. And people have to be people, I'm not a Tamil Chacham. People should be makbid if in that case a person could be say to themselves, you know what? I could be a Tamil Chacham Linyazeh, and therefore try to keep themselves in a appropriate, clean, mechubad way. Then he tells a couple of stories about Rabbanim throughout the ages that were very makbid on how they looked. It doesn't mean that they have to have the fanciest and most expensive clothing. It just means kept and neat. And that's how they have to realize. And then he quotes from Rav Al Yashiv, Haya Choser Umadgish Kamapamim, Es Ha'Isser Hachomer Al Ben Torah Latzeis L'Rechov Im Revav Al Bigdo. V'Hosef, Sh'anu Mechuyavim Litz Tayer Be'enei Abrios Ka'anashim Nimusiyim V'Hagunim. We have to appear in front of people as kept, neat, appropriate people. Nikiya Mikol Shemet Shel Avla, Kedi L'Hakko Says Otzmas Ha'asata Hanora HaMishtolelas B'chutzas. They say so many bad things about B'nai Torah. So at least this, we should look appropriate, we should look clean, we should look neat. And that's what he says. In this case, there's no, one shouldn't take him. He says, but it could be, interesting, he adds this at the end, it could be that if he has that, the way that he holds himself, it could be that these problems that he's having in his home, his wife doesn't tell him to dress up properly and to tuck in, and maybe he's having some shalom bias issues. So this is one of the examples of, you know, somebody comes in a certain situation, you gotta try to look behind the scenes to see if the person's in need, or, you know, something else that maybe his wife's not well, so maybe it's something to look into, he says. Okay. Weiter. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Brechana, Havikim Nakami Durabi Ami Ravasi. I was in front of them, they brought a basket of fruit for Achlu v'lo mashu yadayu. They ate from it, they did not wash their hands, v'lo yavu li midi, and they didn't give me any. And they made a bracha after the fruit themselves. Shvami na tzlas, I learned three things from that story. Shvami na eni tzlas yudam l'peiros, number one, I learned you don't have to wash your hands for fruit. Shvami na emezam na l'peiros, I learned you don't have to have zimun on fruit, because if they wanted zimun, they would have shared it with me. And they would have had a zimun. But they didn't give me. It must be there's no zimun when it comes to fruit, right? Only bread. And also, when two people eat something, one shouldn't be motzi the other one in the bracha, but they each should say their own bracha. Remember, in the days of old, you know, it was more common for, especially bracha achrona, bracha zamazon, for one person to bench for others, but that's only if there is a zimun. If there's two different people, they could just say it themselves. Tani nami hachi, the brayso also says, shnayim sha'achlu mitzvah lechalek. Two mitzvah lechalek. That's even by bread. Bamedra amurim shayu shneim sofrim. Abalechad sofrim. Vechad bor sofrim avarechu bor yotzei. If the person doesn't know how to bench or know how to make a bracha, then for sure you can, one can be motzi the other one, right? Similar to the Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah, Am Shebesados, and the Gemara original about Chazaras Hashatz. Tadar Rabbanan, Netilas Yadayim L'chulin. How far up does one have to wash? Netilas Yadayim for Chulin. Regen Netilas Yadayim Ad HaPerek. Until the Perek. Perek here means the second knuckles on the fingers, right? The middle of the finger, as we would call it. L'truma Ad HaPerek. L'truma Ad HaPerek. That means to the next knuckles up. That means where the fingers attach to the hand. Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim B'Mikdash Ad HaPerek. Well, the same word, but it eats meats even more. That's the wrist. Right? Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim has to be till the wrist. Right? Whenever you have a netila l'shem mitzvah like that, Kohanim for Birchas Kohanim, right? Ad HaPerek, that's to the wrist. Right? So even on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, right? Ad HaPerek. V'chol davar shechotzeis b'tfila b'guf, and anything that creates a chatzitza, when one goes to the mikvah, right, an interposition that would prevent the tefillah from being good, chotzeitz b'netilas shadayim l'chulin. Same halachas would apply on one's hands for chulin, u'b'kiddush shadayim v'raglayim b'mikdash. Right, one has to make sure that there is no issues of a chatzitza. Tosfos here discusses, is it exactly true? Tosfos in Dibur Maaseh L'Chol Davar, he quotes from Rab Avraham ben Arav Moshe. Quotes from one of the Balei HaTosfos, that the Tosefta in Mikvos quotes that kol ha-chotzeis b'kelim chotzeis b'nida u'beger b'shas tefila b'chulin in chotzeis ein chotzeisin. Right? It sounds like over there, from that Tosefta, there is different rules when it comes to chulin than when it comes to kachin. Maybe there's a difference between eating and touching, Tosfos says. Hacha ayri la'achila, to eat chulin, then it's the same levels. Touching chulin might not be the same level. That's what Tosfos discusses there. Maybe that's the chilek. Okay. Omar Rav. Ad kan l'chulin, Rav showed, right? It's hard to have what he showed, right? The Gemara describes that he showed the Talmidim. Ad kan l'chulin, ad kan l'truma. He showed different places, for chulin, and truma. Ushmuel Amar, ad kan ben l'chulin, ben l'truma. L'chumra. Shmuel said the same place for chulin and for truma l'chumra, meaning he said for chulin even more. Chulin has to be up until where the fingers attach to the hand, right? He was machmir, the same shear. Rav Sheshes Amar Adkan Bein Lechulin Bein Letruma Lekula. He was makel by truma, not machmir by chulin. Amar Ma Amar Bar Hedya Havikimna Kamidur Abi Ami Vi Amar Adkan Bein Lechulin Bein Letruma Lechumra. Rav Ami was machmir by both. V'lo Temer Abi Ami Mishum to Kohenu. And don't say he said that, oh, because he was a Kohen and therefore he wanted everybody to be used to washing till that spot. To ha Rebbe Maisha Bar Bere De Rebbe Yoshua Ben Levi Hu Levi Vi Amar, because he was a Levi and he also said Adkan Bein Lechulin Bein Letruma Lechumra. So don't think that these Rabbanim only said that because they were Kohanim. Even others, even non-Kohanim who didn't eat Truma, they were Machmir to assume that you have to wash even further up. And again, that is also quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samach Aleph. Sif Dalid, again, we spoke about what to use, but now how to do the Netila. Kuf Samach Aleph is Dine Chatzitza in Arachayim. So there, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shir Netilas Yadayim, Kol hayad ad akona shel zroa v'yesh omrid ad makom chibur ha'etzbaos lekaf hayad v'roilino kedas arishon. Right, it's better to do to the wrist. Right, some say up until where the makom chibur etzbaos lekaf hayad, right, where the fingers attached to the palm. But roy, it's roy to go like the das arishon, to go to the wrist. Mishnah Brura rotzal omer. After midina mishir shalacha kadei ashniyei mochin biyado the cost of anitilas yadayim lekula any savin yadayim is lekula mikol makom lechadchila relachrik there rishona vechein noagin haolam. That's what we do generally when we have water. We're noag to do until the wrist b'shas hatchak sheish lo mayim betzimsum. If you have very little water, yuchal lismoch adas hamikilim, right, you could be makel. The kasul ha'achronim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, as we saw also in the Rishonim, the impisas yado meluchlach mizeo ki agamna lukuliyam atzorach lito atzof pisas ayat. Right, if your hands are dirty, right, mitzad the bracha, we're not supposed to make a bracha with dirty hands, and therefore one should wash until the one has to wash that for sure. Kuf Samach Beis also talks about interesting. This is not us now, but in Netilas Yadayim, it's a mitzvah that we do all the time, but we don't think about it. There's so many halachas that we could sanctify, you know, this, right? Not only tzarach l'agbia yadav, right? You have to lift up your hands. You lift them with the fingers up. You lift them with the fingers down. All different details of the washing. But again, today we learned a little bit about the water and the type of water. We didn't get to talk about mitzvah l'shmol d'vei chachamim. We'll get into that a little bit, but again, we'll have to stop here by Amar Rav. The next two dafim, Bez Hashem, will be put up from the last cycle. Next two, and then Bez Hashem will pick up with Kuf Tes. Okay? Stop here.